I'd like to clarify some aspects of breathing meditation. I'd like to emphasize a few particular points to help you refine your connection with the breath and its sensations. If you want me to locate what we're doing in the bigger picture, we are still practicing one aspect of mindfulness of body. This particular aspect is called mindfulness of breathing, as being part of bodily functions. And in that mindfulness of breathing, we are at a stage where we right now focus on continuity, and we like to look for particular qualities of breath. Our breath is something we do all the time, and often with things we do all the time, our interest, our awareness, and our conscious attention decreases. That's one of the drawbacks, one of the disadvantages of things we believe to know. We stop being aware of them. We go on automatic pilot. With breathing, this is even more the case, because breathing, as I said last night, happens, if we forget it, automatically. So even if we forget breath, our body will do some form of breathing and safeguard our survival. I guess otherwise we'd be dead. So one way to find out more about breathing and get into a more intimate connection with the quality of our breath is by asking a couple of questions. Yeah. So the following is not a sequence of questions to be used for analysis, but you want to use these as questions that help you get in touch more closely with qualities of your breathing. So if we speak of breath, or more precisely of the sensations connected with breath, because we do not actually follow the breath, we follow the sensations of breathing. These are two different things. Yeah? We locate our awareness. If we locate it, say, in the belly, then the awareness stays here. While the breath comes and goes, the awareness stays here. It doesn't go out with the breath and come back in with the breath. It is the breath that comes to the awareness rather than the awareness that goes with the breath. Just to be clear about that. Yeah. So it is the awareness that receives the sensations of breathing and that lets them go when it pleases them to go. So one way, one quality of breath we can identify as how far down it goes. Yeah. Say the lowest possible area in which I can feel the breath. That would be a first quality. How far down is the breath allowed to go into my body? Now, can I establish a connection with that lowest possible area that I can feel the body breathing? Just sitting here, kind of actually listening, how far down does it really go? Can I connect with the lowest possible area of breathing in the body? Yeah. It's not that the lower the better. It's not that the particular depth is the right one and all the other ones are the wrong ones. That's not the point. The point is how it is for you. Can you establish an awareness of that? These following qualities are all attempts to help you connect more deeply with the breath. You cannot use them all together. You have to figure out which ones are most useful for you. And you don't need to do that continually for 45 minutes, just to be clear. Yeah. But what we like is to kind of become more intimate with something apparently as normal and as everyday as the breathing. The challenge in there is that in our attention we seek intensity, we seek pleasure, we seek stimulation. And breathing doesn't offer much of that. That's why it is difficult to sustain awareness on breathing. And that's also why it is useful, because if you're capable of sustaining awareness and breathing, then your threshold for necessary stimulation for your attention is very low. If you're willing and capable of attending to your breathing, it means most other things in your life you will be willing and capable of attending to. Yeah. The second big quality of your breathing is obviously the rhythm of that breath. Now, rhythm, that means the length of your in-breath, the length of your out-breath, the length of the pause in between. Your in-breath and your out-breath are unlikely to be of equal length. You may have noticed this. If you have not noticed, find out. Verify for yourself. So rhythm consists of just getting in touch with the quality of duration of in-breath, or out-breath, and the pause. These are probably three different lengths. So one way of getting closer to breathing could be the question you ask, what is the rhythm of this breathing? Can I get more deeply in touch with the rhythm of this breathing? The third quality that is very useful and might bring you in deeper connection with your breathing is if you ask of the strength, the vitality an in-breath has. There is a sort of liveliness, let's say, buoyancy, which is a difficult word, I know, but it means that's the quality. If you have a ball of air underneath the water surface and you let it go, you know, it jumps up. You know, that's the quality. That's the power of entrapped air underneath the water has. You know? How much of that kind of quality is in your breath? Does your breath feel enlivening, or does it feel weak? Does it feel flaccid? Does it feel saggy? Yeah. So get in touch with how much energy is in your breath. Let's say I'd like to call this tone, the tone of your breath. Yeah. How much energy, how energetic tone is in your breathing? That is something that brings you closer to your quality of breathing. A fourth quality of your breath, maybe if you ask, is that breathing smooth? Does it have, is it smooth or is it rough? If you imagine an in-breath, you know, as a kind of bow, you know, is it jagged? Does it have a coarseness to it? Or is it silky? Yeah? So, breathing in, is this a silky experience or is this a sort of a rasping experience? Yeah. The difference might be if you stroke a cat or if you stroke, say, a piece of concrete. Yeah, both are different textures. Yeah, the cat generally feels soft and smooth and silky, and the concrete generally has a kind of coarseness to it, a graininess to it. Now, if you breathe in and you breathe out, what is the texture of your breath? You can get in touch with your breath by just asking. Breathing in, is this texture of breathing, is this fine, coarse grain? Again, it doesn't really matter what it is, to be truthful with you. Silky is not necessarily better than rasping and coarse, but it is important for you to find out what it is like. A last quality of breath you might find interesting or might find helpful to help you connect with the experience of breathing more deeply is if you ask, what is the amount of resistance that the body produces when I breathe in? You know, how much resistance of my ribcage, how much resistance of my trunk does need to be overcome before the breath can go into my body? Yeah? How hard work is it? Or how soft and easy it is. Am I being breathed and I don't, you know, I'm kind of just waiting there and the universe just kind of breathes air into me and this is very soft and easy, or do I have to pump and push and pump and push, you know? Obviously, I wish you that you sit here and the universe is gently breathing air into you and you don't need to do any effort. That's my wish for you. But sometimes it is not like that. And you acknowledge the amount of resistance your body produces against the movement of breathing? That would be one question. So, let's sum them up. You have the lowest point of your breathing. You have the rhythm of your breathing. You have the tone of your breathing, its strength, its energy, energetic tone. You have the texture of your breathing, yeah, the softness or the coarseness of it. And you have the resistance of the body, yeah, against the movement of breathing. Play with these questions. Ask these questions and see whether you can get in touch with the quality the question asks for. Now again, you don't need to do this for 45 minutes. Just play with these questions. You don't need to do a tick list. Yeah. You don't need to make this an obsessive story. The questions are here to help you get in touch with your breathing in a more deep, in a more inquisitive, in a more intimate way. The interesting thing is not the answer you get. The interesting thing is the space of awareness that opens up if you ask the question. Yeah? So please, deepen your mindfulness of breathing practice. Be clear what you do, where you do it. Be clear what you do when you notice that the mind is wandering. Stop being naive, believing that your mind stops thinking if you just wait long enough. Yeah? It won't. Believe me, I've been sitting on my bum for 30 years, and if you don't do something about thought, it does not stop, okay? I don't think you're the exception. Yeah. So if your mind is thinking, which it is likely to be doing, since thinking is such a preoccupation, such a habit, since our educational system focuses so much on thinking and on teaching us to associate, to infer, to compare, to correlate, and this kind of thing, we will need to do steps to stop our attention from habitually going to the place we are most familiar with. If this was what made us happy, you probably wouldn't be here. Yeah. If this was what makes us awakened, you probably would be already awakened. So if you're not awakened, let's risk doing something else than thinking, even if it is intellectually slightly insulting that my carefully educated mind is being asked to just attend to something as simple and mundane as an in-breath and an out-breath. Let's risk it and see for yourself that this is transformative. Don't let off. This is the third day. For some of you, things are getting better. Others of you are going home. Make use of these hours. It's precious. You've put in a lot of energy. You've sacrificed holidays. You have lived in reasonably cramped conditions. You've come here to Endor. So don't forsake the effort you have made to come here and the sacrifices you have made by being lacking in application to this practice. Give yourself to this. So be clear, if the mind wanders off, if it is sleepy, bring it back. Don't waver. Don't be indulgent. Don't dive into histories, into fantasies, into whatever. Don't dive into the story. Whenever you notice you're in the story, come back to the body, come back to the posture, come back to the breath. Ask one of these questions. Low depth of the breathing, lowest point of the breath movement, rhythm of breath, of breathing, tone, energetic tone of the quality of your in-breath, texture, smoothness, silkiness, coarseness of your breath, and the resistance of the body. Sometimes it's just that. I am with the amount of resistance this body puts up against breathing. So consider these as helpful tools and see whether you can become more intimate with your breath, with the feeling of your breath. I hope to have made myself clear. I don't suggest you watch your breath. I don't suggest you observe your breath. I suggest you feel your breath. This is important to me. And I suggest that the movement of being aware of something means you go there in your body. It doesn't mean you go somewhere high up so that you can see it from above. You don't visualize your breath. You don't think your breath. You feel it. And that means you go there with your attention to that part in the body you have decided you are using as the place of cultivating awareness. You go there with your attention and you go and live there. You live in your belly or in your heart or in your nose. You inhabit the embodied space and you receive sensations as they come, as they increase, as they decrease, as they disappear. And you feel how it feels when something stops. You feel into the space when things stop. That's a small but significant detail which will receive more attention from our side. So please practice. Yeah?